Wonderful. Hey, everyone. So this is my second presentation this weekend here. So who was there for the first one? All right, you guys can't get enough. Wonderful. So surprise, it's going to be the same thing, right? Just want to make sure. So similar things, except for a couple of updates, because I love being in the land space because there is nobody else in the space. Who was yesterday at the panel discussion? Like in the evening, who was at the panel discussion? Raise your hand, let me see. How many times did they mention the word land from up front?
Zero.
Not a single time. Not a single time. The thing, I just sat there smiling, he's like, great, I've been screaming this from the rooftops for 15 years, the market is still on its own, there's still a, this is still a ground floor, open, a blue ocean, whatever you want to call it, strategy, where there's nobody is active in that space, which is actually makes it more exciting. Who is excited about that? Right. They all talked about how fix and flipping and driving down the roads and doing all this kind of high competition things, and I was like, guys, there's land! But I wasn't on a panel, which is fine. But anyway, so after this session, you guys will know exactly how to do land deals from anywhere in the world, in the United States, making $15,000 or more per deal, and sometimes even six figures per deal from the comfort of your home without ever having to deal with tenant toilets and termites, without ever having to raise money, without ever having to see the properties, without ever having to deal with really all the hassles that come with real estate. Now, before I get started, I want to say I'm not against houses. Like, I own about 30 rental houses. I own about 800 multifamily units, apartment units. Right? We have what we do very simply though is we distinguish between the method to make money and the method to store your money. Right? It's a very big difference. You make your money with the simplest method that you can find to make as much money as fast as you can, and then you store your money in something that gives you all the tax benefits and all the depreciation and all the kind of things that you want. That you don't, that one thing does not have to do the same thing. People on the stage were saying yesterday, it took me 10 years to make a living with my rentals. I was like, okay, it took me 18 months to make $1 million. Which one is better? And then I used $1 million to buy a whole bunch of rentals that now pay me multiple six figures a year. So what we are talking about really is today a fast track to cash, fast track to cash flow, that then you can use to put into anything you want to put and build up that massive net worth. But there's a difference between making money and storing money, just to be clear. All right, so with that said, let's get going. I have the quick disclaimer that I had yesterday, and very simply, we're going to talk about money, and we don't believe in get-rich-quick programs, only in hard work, adding value, and serving others. And as stipulated by the law, we cannot and do not make any guarantees about your ability to get results, earn money with our information, tools, and strategies. We don't know you yet, and besides that, your results in life are up to you. Agreed? Give me a heck yes if you agree.
Heck yes.
Yes. So the income's there for depicted, and I'm going to share some incomes here, one of our own deals, some of our own deals, some of our students' deals are representative of some of the most successful participants, and the majority of individuals learn less. And it's our opinion that most people who purchase any or how-to-improvement products, including but not limited to our own, get little if any results, and we believe that it's simply because they don't take action, and number two, because they don't keep going once they hit the inevitable roadblock. There's already people come to me, the last time I was here was like 5 years ago. And there's people who's like, I got your program 5 years ago and I haven't done anything with it. Yeah. Guys, if you don't do anything with it, nothing will happen, right? So you need to start doing things with the stuff that you do. And then secondly, though, is anything that you ever do is going to come with roadblocks. Yes, and the roadblocks are not even necessarily having to do with the program. The roadblocks might be you get sick for a few weeks and you come back up, you come back online and you lost the momentum. Like you go, you have a bunch of family things happen and you lose momentum and things like that. So the key to success is take action and keep going when you hit the inevitable roadblock. So therefore, these figures should not be considered as guarantees or projections of our actual earnings or profits. If you want to succeed, you need a desire, a good plan, which I'm giving you today, a solid work ethic, and the ability to keep working towards your goals when you hit obstacles. Can I get a heck yes on that?
Yes,
all right. So with that said, let's talk about the term land flipping. And I talked about this yesterday already. So when Michelle and I, my business partner, my wife of 22 and a half years, when we came up with this business, we knew nothing about real estate. So we coined the term. Has anyone heard the term land flipping before? Like Michelle and I coined that term. There's like a few hands going up. We coined the term, but it's really the wrong term. It's the incorrect term, because flipping has been, as we learned over time, has been associated with fix and flip. So you use the word flipping for fix and flip, and then really for just taking properties under contract and passing them on, you use the term wholesaling. So what is land flipping? Very simply. You ever heard of house wholesaling? Yes, of course, right? Where are my wholesalers in the room? Right? Okay, got a few wholesalers here. So what is wholesaling? Very simply, house wholesaling is finding a house that needs repairs, getting it under contract below market, then selling it to a rehabber. You make money in the middle. The problem with house wholesaling is that there's lots and 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 lots of competition. Number two, sellers don't give you enough discounts because it's a hard negotiation to get them down to the price that you want. And worst of all, everyone is chasing the same deals using the exact same lists. Isn't that right? Doesn't mean you can't do deals, but it's just a lot of work and a lot of competition. Well, here's what we're doing. Land flipping really means land wholesaling. So we're wholesaling land, just like the house wholesalers wholesale houses, except for there's no tenants, toilets, and termites, no ARVs, no inspections, no estimated repairs, none of those things involved. And then also we're taking the pieces of land because we're getting them so dirt cheap, pun intended, we're getting them so dirt cheap that we can turn around and sell them with seller financing and get great cash flow from land. So again, what is the land and flipping? It's just like household selling, just without the tenants' toilets, without the hardcore negotiations, without the competition. We get land deals under contract with this strategy for 10 to 45 cents on the dollar without using any of our own money. Right? And then we sell them quickly for up to 1,000% ROIs. Anyone wants to 10x their money? Right there is a strategy. So with an average of at least $15,000 per deal, if you do the right kind of deals, obviously can you come across deals where you only make $2,000? Sure. But you also come across deals where you make $200,000. Right? So it's up to you which ones you do. And then also cash flow from land. And as a result, you do deals virtually from home, because with land, why do I need to go see a piece of land? If I can get an aerial picture that shows me how it looks like, if I can get Google Street View to see how it looks like, if I can go Google Earth and see a topographical map of how it looks like, and if I can see the county website that tells me all the details about utilities on there. There's no reason to go look at a piece of land. And as a result, my wife and I have done over 4,500 deals going on to 5,000. So we stopped counting at 4,500. So we're somewhere between 4,500 and 5,000 deals. And the last time we personally looked at a property was 2007. So for the last 16 years, we have not seen a single property. We have done them from Hawaii, we have done them from Bora Bora, we have done them from Germany, we have done them from while traveling in the US, we've done them from out of airplanes, we've done them in bed, we've done them from our home office, we've done them deals from anywhere you want to do deals, because with a strategy you don't have to ever go see the properties. You also don't have to ever sit in a kitchen and negotiate with somebody over a deal. I'll share all of that in this presentation. So again, 100% from home, without using your money, without much competition. So you get started in real estate, getting 10x returns, and out without you ever losing a dime, and live that 6 or 7 figure lifestyle that you want to live. And now on top of it, you can do this from anywhere in the world, because this is truly virtual land flipping. And I'm going to keep using the word flipping, land flipping, but you guys understand now it's wholesaling, from anywhere in the world. Now, very quickly, so it's a quick overview, and then we go into the steps and the details. How do we make money with this? Again, I already mentioned it, but the typical deal on the wholesaling side is the following. We take a piece of land or a lot, an infill lot or an lot in the path of growth or so, that we can get that's worth $50,000. We take that deal and put it on a contract for about 10 to 45 cents on a dollar, so in this case, let's say $8,000. That's a deal that happens again and again and again. So we put it on a contract for $8,000. We sell it quickly for $30,000, which if it's really worth 50 and you sell it for 30, how fast is it going to move? Quick. Right? So sell it, and then we make a quick cash of $20,000 profit after $2,000 in closing cost. Great. How many deals like that would you like to do? Yeah, you do 10 deals a year, $200,000. Great. Anyone okay with that?
Yeah.
Right. So do that again and again and again and again, and that becomes your cash source to then invest in any other thing you want to invest in. The second kind of thing we do, and this is what happens when you do that. There's Linda Reeder. Linda Reeder is one of her students. She started out with smaller deals, but then in 2023, she's like, hey, why not do the bigger deals? And that's a deal. 23 is off to a good start from January. She said, like, I made $175,000 on a deal. Anyone okay with that?
Yeah.
One deal alone. How many is good? The second way we do sell these deals is actually by doing seller financing. Now, who here in the room would say that you're a little bit more experienced in real estate already? Just okay? About half of the room. Great. There's a few benefits of seller financing. The first one is number one, when say that exact same deal. So you take that exact same deal, worth 50K, you put on the contract for 8K, now we're just talking about a different exit strategy on the exact same deal. So you get exit strategy one is the wholesale we just showed, make 20 grand. Exit strategy two, instead of selling it for 20 grand, what if you sell it at full market value? Well, if you sell it at full market value, usually it sits on the market a while. Unless you make the sale really easy and you offer seller financing. Owner financing, seller carry back, installment sale, all the different words for the same thing. In other words, you say, hey, I'm selling this property for $50,000. If you can give me a $10,000 down payment, and if you can make monthly payments of $500 a month, I will be happy to sell you that property. Now, do we not just have created a way bigger marketplace by offering it for 10K down? Because is there not 100 times more people out there that have 10K than there are people that have $50,000?
Yes.
Yes. So as a result, again, this property sells quickly, sometimes in a matter of days. But what happens is by selling it higher and then charging interest rate for the land, which, by the way, how much interest rates do lenders charge today in land? One of the beautiful things about land is that actually banks don't lend on land. And if they do, they only lend on the multi-million dollar development piece in the city that has all utilities to it already with an experienced developer. And even then, the most they give you is 50% loan to value. So you have a $3 million piece of land, they might give you $1.5 million. But the moment you're outside of the city in the path of growth or so, the banks will not lend on your land. But even if they lend you on the land, they currently charge you 10 to 13% interest on that land. So what if you give somebody allow somebody to buy this property at $50,000 property for $10,000 down, it's an 80% loan to value. Can you charge them 13% interest or 14, 15%? Yeah, all day long. All day long you can do that and nobody will ever complain about it. So now you sell this thing at say the 15% interest rate with cash flow for 15 years, your total profit on this deal turns into $92,000. Because you're selling it at a higher price and you're selling it with, on top of it, with the interest rate and the interest portion makes a big deal of that. So which one is better? Well, it depends on where you are in life. If you need a couple of quick hits of $15,000, $20,000, then you do wholesales. And if you're financially in a good position, you do the self-financing deals and you sell and you build up the cash flow because guess what? 10 deals like that is $60,000 a year. 20 deals like that is $10,000 a month. It's $120,000 a year in cash flow for years and years to come. And the best part is, without tenants, toilets, and termites, without any midnight move-outs, without them damaging anything, and on top of it, anyone is familiar with the Dodd-Frank Act and those kind of things? Land is outside of Dodd-Frank. You're not dealing with any of the red tape that you put in place with seller financing on the traditional real estate. That's just a little bit. If that's brand new, I'll take questions at the very end. But if that's too complex, then forget about it. Ask me about it later on. But for those who are advanced, just know you can do as many seller financing deals as you want, and you're not actually affected by that at all. All right. So this equals a 76% ROI a year with zero out of money pocket. Because if anyone pay attention to one thing, what is a down payment in relation to the purchase price? Your down payment is more than you actually have to pay for the property. So in both of these cases, the wholesale case and the seller financing case, you can actually do what's called a double closing. Basically, where you use the buyer's money to pay for everyone in the transaction. The buyer money puts in the $10,000 to the title company takes $10,000, gives $8,000 to the seller, keeps $1,000 or $2,000 for themselves, and you basically just did the entire transaction without using a dollar off your own money. Who's excited about that, guys? Right? So right there, you're creating cash flow without putting any money into the deal. And the cash flow is not for 3 weeks, it's for 15 years. With 76% ROIs. Now, is this exciting? Who agrees with me that this is exciting? Give me a heck yes. All right. So same as better profits than houses, cash profits, the cash flow without tenants, orders, and termites, no house hassles, no repairs, contracts, mold, showings. It's real estate the simpler way. And that's really the theme of this entire presentation. There's nothing wrong with houses. You can make a ton of money with houses. You can make a ton of money with commercial. You can take a ton of money with multifamily and things like that. But again, if you want to get money, if you want to make this, but a lot of these things have a lot of moving pieces. And if you can do business with 90% less moving pieces, you can do 10 times as much business with the same effort that the other ones do it. Right. So with that said, what most investors do is exactly in that. They focus on houses, works, but high competition. They don't get responses on their marketing. They can't find motivated sellers. They don't have the money that they get in over the head with rehabs, negotiation budgets. They don't have the money to get into the deals. I know, just in this room before me was Jay Connor, a good friend of mine, talking about how to raise private money. Great, but what if you never have to raise private money in your life? Would that be a good thing? Yes. You don't ever have to deal with lenders and pay them a really high interest rate. You simply self-fund the deals by doing it in a way that you actually don't even need to insert the money because they're all limited with virtual land flipping. Now, the big elephant in the room, I said that yesterday, is like, Jack, if this works so well, why are you teaching this? Who is asking that question? Right? Well, here's the thing. Michelle and I reached a status, and I'm saying that not to brag at all, I'm just to explain. We built this into an eight-figure business. We reached an eight-figure net worth by the age I was 36 years old. Michelle is 7 years younger than I am. She was 29 years old. So at 29 years old, you have a net worth of eight figures. You have $70,000 a month coming in as cash flow, and life is amazing. So what do you do at that point? Just keep going, build more wealth? Sure, we're doing that. But you know what? It can become somewhat almost like empty after a while because why chase the next dollar if you have all the dollars that you need? So what came up for us is that in that moment, which was actually 2008, when the real estate market was crashing and this method continued working. I talked to several people in the bookstore asking like, well, what happens if the market crashes? Nothing. Because what happens when the market crashes, prices went down. The only thing that happened in our business in 2009, 10, and 11 is that instead of putting these properties on a contract for 20 grand and selling them for 50 grand, we now put them on a contract for 10 grand and sell them for 25 grand. So our margins were smaller, but we continued doing deals because the desire for a piece of land, the desire for a piece of land in the outskirts of town or for 20, 40 acres did not go away. So as a result, what we realized, this works. When everyone was losing their shirt, we continued doing deals. This worked in every market condition. And at that moment, we decided that we need to share this because there is no competition in this market. We have been screaming this from the rooftops for 16 years. And yesterday, in front of everyone, nobody even mentioned land. Nobody. I was like, come on, guys, at least somebody talk about land. Not a single soul talked about land. It is still the forgotten asset class that where you can basically be the only one in the marketplace. So we're sharing this because we're in a mission to change lives. With this program, we have already created 1,000 millionaires. Well, more than 1,000 people have gotten from zero, from wherever they started, to $1 million in profits, $1 million in net worth, $1 million in profits in there. So we have a goal to create another 1,000 millionaires in the next 2 years. Right? We are really living a good life. We are really set for life. We have a place on Maui. We have a place. We live in a beautiful home. We have all the things that one wants, and I'm not going to talk about that because you could care less. But the thing is, the other thing is that real estate doesn't have to be complicated. There is a simple way to make real estate work, like to make money, and because of that, we have created what we call the Harvard of Land Flipping to basically teach you and show you how you can get there yourself in half the time or a quarter of the time that many other strategies would get you there. So who wants to be one of my next millionaires, guys? Yeah. Yes, give me a hand up. By the way, we want to do this interactive. Give me a heck yes. Yes? Yeah. All right, there we go. So the problem with most methods, again, is that people don't have the money. You have the time. You usually need somebody's money, right? You need some money from either you borrow it or whatever thing. There's lots of complexities. Again, doesn't exist here. And again, you'll love that because you'll love all of these things. Let's go to them. Who wants to never deal with tenants, toilets, termites, complexities of houses, repairs, foundation issues, contractors, mortgages, appraisers, lenders, banks, and on top of it, do this from home and 100% virtual without ever seeing the property? Who would like to do this? Right? Okay. So that's thing. That's what Kirsha is doing. Just earlier this year, she did 50K in one deal. Now let's talk about the next question that you guys ask. Okay, guys, why do these people give up these properties? And then we'll talk about what properties we focus on. So the first thing is land. Some of the criticism of land is actually 100% true. Land, if you just own and hold on to land, it does nothing but stare at you. It does nothing, it stares at you, and it costs property taxes, and it costs maintenance. But that's exactly the reason why many people are willing to get rid of that land. First of all, banks don't lend on land, so the land we deal with is almost 100% free and clear owned by the sellers. Number two, though, they're sick and tired of paying property taxes. Land costs maintenance, mowing the lawn, repairing the fence, things like that. They don't want to pay for that anymore. It doesn't provide cash flow if you just hold on to it. And what happens is sometimes people pass away and the heirs are getting the properties. About a third of our deals we get from heirs. Do heirs want land? No. I heard a statistic the other day that 70% of all heirs sell even their parents' home. When the parents pass away and they get the home, they sell their parents' home in the first 90 days after they pass away. Very first thing they do, they inherit the home, sell that thing. Guess how fast they're selling the land? Even faster. They don't want to inherit a piece of land and then have to pay a property tax bill, then get a city code violations that the weeds are yay tall. They don't want to do that kind of stuff. They just want to get rid of it. And on top of it, they don't care what it's worth. They have no emotional attachment. It's not the place that their parents lived all their life. It's just a piece of dirt. And as a result, they just want to give up. They just want to get rid of them. It's like a nuisance to them. So also divorces. Picked up properties for $400 from a couple that got divorced. Right? Picked up properties for $1,000 from somebody that didn't want it anymore because something happened on the way to the property, and we turned that property and sold it for, we got it for $1,875 and sold it for $86,000. Anyone okay with that?
Yeah.
Things like that. Again, without seeing it, without touching it, without doing anything to it. Again, there's many different times and circumstances change. Somebody bought this lot to build a home on there to retire in, but now the grandbabies are born. And they no longer want to move there. The lot is 500 miles away from their place. They don't want to move away to there. So now the lot becomes a nuisance. They're willing to sell it and so on. And as a result of all of these reasons, the sellers on land give you even bigger discounts than on houses. And they give them to you without needing to negotiate as hard as you do with the sellers. So for example, we have a deal under contract that now, as a matter of fact, let me say, my 15 or now 16-year-old daughter started doing this. She got a deal on a contract that where the seller basically says, I want $4,500 for the property. We looked it up, and it's worth $25,000. So she simply made an offer for $4,500. The seller accepted it, and she's selling it for $15,000 to the neighbor right now, and she's going to make her first $10,000 in the next couple of weeks as a girl that just turned, in September, she just turned 16. How cool is that? She hasn't seen the land. She hasn't talked to this. She only talked to the seller. It was a sweet lady once. And she hasn't talked to the buyer at all because all happens via text messages. Anyway, so again, the huge discount is like because these guys are the most motivated of motivated sellers. They don't care about the properties. You can get discounts. And typically, properties worth less than $100,000, you can get up to 95% discounts on these pieces. 95%. So it's not uncommon that you get a $30,000 property for $3,000 or a $50,000 property for $8,000. Now, the $100,000 property, you typically don't get that for $500, but you might get that for $35,000 or so, 35% of market value. Now, if they're worth more than $100,000, you can still get deals, but nobody's going to give you that $1 million property for $5,000, of course. Right? Let's be clear. Right? But can you get that $1 million property for $600,000 under contract? Doesn't mean you have to have $600,000. You just get it under contract. And can you wholesale it for $700,000, making $100,000 in the process? all day long. As a matter of fact, one of our students has a deal under contract right now for $2.3 million and already has it under contract for sale as a wholesale for $2.7 million. And after everything is said and done, they're going to make $270,000 on that deal. Is that a good deal? Yes. So again, you don't get the same kind of discount, but you still get discounts that are so huge that it's worth that you can make some really, really profits. And then it's really simple to sell. Now, why land? Well, the first thing is I always say, like, you can't steal or destroy land. The left picture represents the land. Because here's the thing. I invite everybody in this room to go on one of my pieces of land and take a wheelbarrow with you. Go fill it up with land. Take it with you. Steal my land. Why is that not a problem? Because there's more underneath. Right? All you're going to do is dig a hole. That's okay, I can fill that back up. But you know you own more underneath. So you can't steal or destroy land. But what if something like this happens to your house? What if you go to somebody else's house and start taking their windows and the door and stuff? You go into prison for vandalism, for theft. So yes, houses can be destroyed, and they do get destroyed by tenants, but land does not. And then let's talk about competition. So again, by now, my estimate is that there's about 3,000 people in the United States that do land flipping and any kind of level of serious matter, like a semi, part-time, or full-time. Most of them taught by us, right? But the thing is, these 3,000 people, they spread their business around 3,007 counties in the United States. There's more house flippers and house wholesalers and house investors in the state of Ohio than there's land flippers in the entire United States of America. I guarantee you that. So what that really means is that on average, this is still a market where you have on average one full-time or part-time investor per county in the United States. It means if you select your areas right, you can be the only game in town in some cases and really kind of like get all the deals done there and pass them on to the builders and developers and buyers and so on as we just talked. Now, what kind of properties do we focus on? We focus on three kinds of properties. Number one, infill lots. Think about in the city, a street, 35 houses, one or two empty lots. They're ready to be filled in as a result. We call them infill lots, right? Infill lots. So obviously, those are very easy. Once you get those, they're very, very easy to sell. And on the next slide, I'll tell you who we sell them to. The second kind of properties is what we call the path of growth. So basically, path of growth is anywhere between 5 and like about 60, 70 miles outside of a bigger metropolitan city. So outside of Cincinnati right here, outside of Columbus, outside of Chicago, Illinois, outside of Atlanta, Georgia, outside of Phoenix, Arizona, you name it. It's like you go on the outside of town and the larger city. And the last one is the recreational area, 10 to 80 or 100 acres in more like mini ranches. Let me ask you a question. Who would love to own 5 acres, half an hour outside of town, live there, and only commute into town when you have to? Right? Here, let me show your hands. Who would love to do this? Yesterday's session, like half of their hands went up. Right? Like, who would love to have their own mini ranch somewhere an hour or 2 hours away that you can spend the weekends and just hang out there? Right, exactly. You guys, again, a third of the hands went up. So again, here's the thing. Why do we focus on these kind of properties? Because they have a massive pool of buyers built in. The first one is, let's look at that. So who are the five kind of buyers? The first one is the builder-developer. Where do they buy? They buy in the city. Those infill lots, you simply pull up a list of builders in the city and you have that thing sold the next day. The developers, the same thing. The lots that are right on the outside of town, like a couple of miles outside of the last development, they're perfect for developers in those fast-growing areas. Like, where is Cincinnati growing? Right here. On the way from the airport, I drove by lots of new construction, lots of development. Guys, you go a little bit outside of there, developers are snatching these things up like crazy. Second kind of buyer, financial buyer. Financial buyer is a buyer that typically buys, has a bunch of money in the stock market, and you all seen what the stock market's been doing, Right, up and down and up and down, and they're sick and tired of that, and they're basically saying, you know what, I'll take some of the money out of the stock market and I put it in a piece of land that's right in the path of growth. I see the city, I know the city keeps going this way, let me buy 20 acres here, let me just sit on it and hold on to it for the next 20 years. By the way, that's one of the best strategies, long-term strategies, to become a multi-millionaire. Now, it takes 20 years, and you don't get cash flow in the middle, and this is not the strategy we teach here, but you can definitely use it, but this is the people we sell these lots for. So you take a property out in the path of growth, put it under contract, 20 acres, sell it to, or even 5 acres, whatever it is, sell it to a financial buyer, tell them how the growth patterns go, they buy that thing, they cash you out, and then they hold on to it, and 20, 30 years from now, that property is worth millions and millions of dollars, and it's great. By the way, this is also a strategy that as you do flips, land flips again and again, and you build up a bunch of cash. You sometimes come across these, and you're like, let me sell that one, but let me keep this one. And you then start doing the land banking and start sitting on those. Right? The third kind of buyer is the future retiree. Now, the future retiree is unfortunately the victim of sad statistics. In the United States, I read the statistic that 70% of all people over the age 50 are one financial emergency away from being broke. In other words, they don't have enough money saved up to retire. Now, what's the average Social Security in the U.S.? $1,500 a month or so. What's the average rent in a bigger city in the U.S.? $1,500. So how in the world is somebody going to be able to retire, if they don't own their own home, if they're renting right now, and if they once they retire, they're only going to have $1,500 a month, and the rent is $1,500. They can't. They're realizing this. So the smart ones start learning how to make more money. So the smart ones are in the room, some of them. And the second group is the ones that basically say, like, well, what do I do? And they're realizing they need to move outside of the city. So they're moving as far out as they have to for it to become affordable and as close as they can. And they like to then buy an acre, 2 acres, that they can pay off over time using the seller financing strategy, from that they can pay off. And then once it's paid off, about 10 years from now, they get a used mobile home on there, put it on there, and now they have a dignified retirement. No bank finances them. Without you guys doing this business and us doing this business, they're actually screwed. So we're really serving a population here that enables them to have live a dignified retirement at that point. Right? And then the last one is the recreational buyer. Again, who would love to have 10 or 20 or 40 acres like a couple of hours away from here to go horse around on the weekends, take the RV, turn around, let me see you, give me a heck yes. Yes, you hear that, there's quite a few people say that. So again, those kind of properties, like I live in Phoenix, Arizona, in the Phoenix area. It's 115 degrees in summer. But guess what? 2 hours north is a city called Flagstaff. Flagstaff has lakes, mountains, pine trees, hiking, biking, everything is there, and it's 80 degrees in summer. In winter, there's skiing. It's not very good skiing, but at least it's skiing. Right? There's skiing, there's those things, it's around. So what happens every Thursday afternoon? The interstate is jam-packed on the way up there with billions of dollars worth of equipment. People don't just drive up in their little Geo Prism or something like that. They drive up there with a big F-350, and on the back they have motorcycles and quads, and then they have a trailer behind it, and the trailer behind the trailer is another truck or something like that. And it's like you walk by, it's like, wow, that's $250,000, that's $250,000. And they have money, and do they all want to be in an RV park? No, they want to be in their own 20 acres so they can bring their three friends around, and everyone puts their RV there, and they do bonfire, and they do dirt biking and horse around like crazy, enjoy that for a weekend or now for a longer time, and then they come back to work in their offices again. And that's just, so this is another thing, and then these are the buyers, and then we forgot one of them, which is the remote buyers. The remote buyers are really the remote workers, really. Shouldn't be remote buyers, but remote workers. That's a typo there. So the remote workers are really the ones that popped up since COVID. Because since COVID, what we're dealing with is basically still in the United States right now, about 45% of all people work from home. That is 50 million people in the United States that don't have to have a specific office to work from. 50 million people. Not all of these 50 million people want to live in a cookie-cutter home in a master plan community where the neighbor's house is only 6 feet away. Right? They want to have space. And many of them are now are buying those 5 acres outside of town, or they want the 20 acres on. Now the 20 acres are a couple of hours away from town. Now here's another adding to that is the following. Like, up until recently, solar was not strong enough to really support all of that. Solar is now strong enough and cheap enough. Number two, most importantly, you ever heard of Skylink or Starlink? I'm sorry, Starlink? Elon Musk, you have it? Yeah, Elon Musk's satellite dish. Here's the thing. Up until 5 years ago, those areas, those recreational areas, they did not even have proper cell phone reception. Now you can be literally anywhere in the United States on 10, 20, 40, 80, 100 acres, you name it, and have full-blown streaming quality internet access and cell phone access because of that. So now that has completely changed the game. So we have now all these millions of people that want to live outside of town, or many of them do. We have all the recreational buyers that used to go only for the weekend. Now you can be in an RV or build a cabin on a 20-acre parcel, literally get this satellite dish installed, and just unfold it, right? It goes as simple as that, and have full-blown internet access, telephone access, and things like that from anywhere in the world. So that has basically opened up the entire United States to land buyers and has made it much more attractive. And it has put a huge turbo boost on the demand for land. And this is not going away, guys. So tonight they're going to talk about what happens in the next 2-3 years. I can sit up there and I can say one thing happens in land. Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. This is a fundamental change in the demand for land. And as a result of that, what happens is the land demand is like on fire. 2018 was great. 2019 was even better. 2020 went off the charts. And 23 is even better than every year that we've had before. And we don't see any slowdown happen whatsoever. Because the interest rates don't matter to us. We charged 13% interest when the interest rates were 2.8%. Banks don't lend on land anyway. Right? So we're dealing in a completely different environment here. Who thinks this is exciting, guys? Give me a heck yes. Yeah. Right, okay. Then on top of it, cash flow is even better. So let's look at an infill lot, for example. This is a lot that we have done. This is one of my own deals. So this is a property in Phoenix. And again, as you can tell, this is a screenshot from Google Street View. Even though it's in freaking Phoenix, I still haven't driven by. Right? So you guys, why? I'd rather go for dinner with the family than drive half an hour out of my way to go see that property. So this is also, was a multifamily property, had I think like a sixplex or something on it, and it burned down. So it burned down, so the seller had insurance, so the seller was made whole already, but he just took the money and did not want to rebuild. So now he has a lot that he doesn't care about, the money's always in his pocket, and he sold this piece of property to us for $5,000, including title insurance and everything. So we actually paid for that thing. We used $5,000, we got so dirt cheap. So then what we did, and we turned around, and within a couple of weeks, we sold this thing for $64,000 with a $6,500 down payment. So what I explained to you earlier, that example, was not a fictitious example. This is exactly what's happened. So what is a down payment? It's more than what we actually paid for the property. So we already have $1,500 in our pocket on that deal, cash. We got our $5,000 back, $1,500 in profits. And on top of it, we agreed on monthly payments of $463 for the next 20 years. So if you add the numbers to that deal, it's a total profit we'll receive on that deal is $112,620. And the return on investment is 111% per year for the next 20 years. On top of it, the total ROI is 2,251% on that deal. The profit, again, is $112,620. Now, here's the thing. Where are my note buyers in the room? Any note buyers? How about instead of buying notes at 15 or 20% returns, you create your own notes at 111% return, and then you hold on to them, or could I sell this note? Yeah, I could absolutely sell this note. I mean, what's the note? It's $64,000 minus $6,500. It's a $58,500 note that I could probably sell any day now for $55,000 cash. And I make a $55,000 cash profit on that deal. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Now, I want that. I like the cash flow. right? Because the cash flow is fantastic. Now again, why now? It's what I already said. 2018, 19 were great years. 2020, COVID has made our business explode because if people like, if I can't be alone here, if I can't go anywhere, let me go out of town. RV sales have exploded. They haven't come down yet. They're still up here, right? RV sales are crazy. And what do people want to do with their RVs? Put them on land, right? Tiny homes are still up, great. Container homes, all this kind of stuff. People want to put this all on land, so the land is on fire. And 2023, the momentum is crazy. And in other words, land is sexy again. Land is sexy. You can buy super cheap, you can sell for much more, and then beat that inflation that's still hovering wherever it is by a factor of 10x. Who would like to never have to worry about inflation ever again? Mm-hmm. Yeah, there we go. It's like, I don't care if the milk costs three times what it cost before. It doesn't affect my pocketbook at all, guys. And neither should it be yours when you do this. So again, a couple of words about myself and this lovely lady to on my side here. This is Michelle, my wife for 23 years. Obviously, I know I married up. We're both immigrants to the United States. I'm from Germany originally. Michelle is from Honduras, Central America. So she's a Latina, right? So with everything that comes with it, right? So like fiery Latina, wonderful, big heart, most wonderful person in the world. Also super smart. She's the CEO of our land flipping business. And so again, we're together. We became over time now the premier experts in land investing, cash flow from land. We focus on land deals all the way from down as little as $10,000. Typically, we recommend $10,000 to $500,000, but we also do multi-million dollar deals where you can make $250,000 sometimes, so $500,000 in a deal too. So, and then on cash flow from land, and we built our cash flow alone to over $71,000 a month. Now that's $840,000 a year, in addition to all the cash deals, right? So who would like to have a business like that, right? Or even a tenth of that, or 20% of that. The point is, we to this day execute this exact strategy exactly like I'm showing you we execute it. Haven't changed a thing on it. So here's the thing. How did we discover this? Well, first of all, we came from Germany and Honduras. Michelle came 1995. I came 1997. We met here, both in our last year in college, and we basically fell in love with each other, fell in love with our country, and decided to stay here. So after decided to stay here, we got jobs. We did what we were taught. Get a good education and get a good job. Right? So we did that. I ended up working in a software company. I know nothing about software, but I was a business analyst there, but it was a job where I had to travel 100%. Now this company went from 500 people to 7,000 people in a matter of 3 years, but then this thing called dot-com bubble burst happened in 2001, and this company went from 7,000 people to 4,000 people essentially in 3 days. They let go of 1,000 people, 1,000 people, and 1,000 people, spread over 3 days or a few months, but like a day. And every single time what happened, I was working somewhere, and we're in a cubicles, and all of a sudden, the guy next to me's phone rings, all color leaves his face, and he's like, and he gets up, and he grabs his stuff, and he's like, what happened? He's like, I just got fired. The rest of the day, I sat there looking at my phone. I did not get anything done that day. Just sat on my phone because we were somewhere at the customer side. My boss couldn't just show up, so it was all done over the phone. And by the time the night ended and the next day started and it was announced that the layoffs were over, I'd made it another round. During that day, I was sitting there and I was saying like, okay, I just graduated from college a couple of years ago. This is going to be my future for the next 30 or 40 years. No, thank you. I'm not going to go and live with that stress of one, because how often is it going to happen? I made the first round of layoff. I made the second round of made it through the second round of layoffs. I made it to the third round of layoffs. Let's say the layoffs are over. When is the next round going to happen? The next 3 years, 5 years later? Doesn't it always go like that in companies? It's like, I'm not going to put up with that for the next 40 years, that every few years I'm going to be having to save my life. What if I just bought a new house? What if I just bought a new car? What if I'm just in debt and things like that? Like, no. We realized that this cannot happen to us. So what we did next is two things. Number one, we were not yet owners of green cards in the United States. So we were legally in the country always, want to make sure, legally in the country, but we were in this process of getting the American green card sponsored by this company. So we could not quit our jobs. We could not just say, screw that, let's start our own business. We could start our own business, but we had to stay, keep it a job. So whatever we did, we needed to do part-time. Well, also the other thing is, like, in order to not be victim of layoff round number 2, 3, 4, whatever it was, I had to double up on work. So I doubled up on my job, worked harder than ever in order to not lose the job, but still at night and on the weekends, we tried to find something. So we didn't know exactly what to do. Right? Worked until 8 a.m. to midnight. We were frustrated, unfulfilled. We had a paycheck that definitely did not match our efforts. We survived all the layoffs, but we were meant to do... I know I was meant for more. Who knows here in this room that you're meant for more? Yes, absolutely, you are. So again, so I didn't know what to do, though. Never heard about real estate. Didn't even know the terminology of real estate. Didn't even know when somebody talked to me about a 2x4. I was like, what is that? 2 feet by two, 4 feet of what? Right? What is a 2x4? What does a deed mean? You mean like in church, you should do good deeds, not bad deeds, right? So like, no idea about real estate whatsoever. Like, when you come to this country, it's hard enough to learn English. Now on top of it, you have to learn real estate English? It's another language, right? And so I went to a friend of mine and says, like, you know what, guy, a friend, the only guy I knew that was successful in business already, and asked him, like, Gunther was his name. Hey, Gunther, you have been successful. You built this big company. Can you, if you would have to start from scratch again, what would you look for in a business that made it attractive to you? He said, like, well, number one, I said, he gave me 4 pieces. He's like, number one, pick a business that is designed to be profitable. I was like, well, what does that mean? Isn't every business profitable? He's like, no. For example, did you know that the average Subway franchise store costs up to $400,000 to get? Between the franchise fee, between the build-out, between the equipment, between the lease, between the thing, it costs an upfront investment of almost $400,000 to build a franchise store. And then you have to go hire a morning shift, an evening shift, a weekend shift, a cleaning crew. You have to order, you have to have accounting, you have to do all those kind of things. The guy who opens the store, closes the store, works 70 hours a week. And then the average Subway franchise store owner makes $67,000 a year. I got students that do more in one deal than they make in a year from at home without any workers. Now, you can make money with Subway. You just have to own 10 of them. But if you own 10 of them, you got 100 employees. Right? Who wants that? Like, nobody, right? So again, so number one, pick a business that is designed to be profitable. Number two, he says, pick a business that, you see here? Right. Pick a business that doesn't create a lot of maintenance. Because when you do that, that means you don't have to be there all the time. And when you do that, you have freedom one and freedom number two. Freedom one is freedom of time, and freedom of money, and number two is freedom of time. But then it gets better. It says, like, number three, pick something that also creates passive income. Because with passive income, now not only do you have money coming in, you don't have to be there, you can actually be away for a long time. Like, if your family needs you, you need to take care of your aging parents, you need to take care of somebody that's sick or somebody, or you just want to take a 6-week vacation, you can do that and your business doesn't need you. And then number four, it says pick, and particularly that was designed for me at the time, pick something, perhaps for you too, pick something that you can do part-time and from a distance. Because I couldn't do fix and flip. Because I was traveling to a different customer site every few weeks and I was in other places. I could not be checking in on contractors and stuff like that. So as a result, we found real estate. But not real estate is created equal, right? So what we did is, the first thing we learned is what? Wholesaling. So we did the wholesaling. We learned about driving for dollars. So we jumped in the car, drove around a whole bunch of neighborhoods, and finally found a house. The weeds that tall, boarded up, everything. We found out who the owner was, got it under contract for $40,000, for $45,000, and we then estimated repairs, and we put it up on the market for $50,000. Just a quick $5,000 profit, just a proof of concept, please. 28 people called us, not a single one bought it. Why? Because we did not have a clue how to estimate repairs. And it turns out that this thing was a teardown. First of all, it was in a ghetto zone. Number two, it was it needed everything. Electric, roof, foundation, everything. It was a complete teardown. And I think that's what ended up happening on the property. Somebody finally bought it, tore it down, and waited 10 years until the neighborhood came up, and then they built something on it. But bottom line is, luckily we didn't do the deal. Instead, we did the next logical thing, which is we freaked out and backed out of the deal. Now let me ask you, who ever freaked out over anything in your life before? Raise your hand. Right? Great, this group is more honest than yesterday's. Good. So you freaked out, I freaked out, but does it mean we can't do real estate? No, it just means we need to find an angle that works at the time that you are in and at the place that you are at. And once we found land, all of a sudden things started popping. Like we started popping. This is the first deal we ever did. It's an acre property in northern Arizona. We started close to us because back then there was no Google Earth. There was no Google Map. There was no Google Street View. There was none of these kind of things. We literally had to still go look at the properties. So we drove up there, looked at the properties, and we found this lot. And we went there and we put the for sale by owner sign up there. And then the neighbor comes across from across the scene. Well, first of all, we got this deal for $400. $400. It was worth about 10 grand. But the seller went through a divorce, and they had plans to build a house there with his wife, but they divorced. It must have been an ugly divorce because he wanted to erase the memory of everything that reminds him of her or her of him. Doesn't matter, probably mutually. So bottom line is they just wanted to get rid of this thing. He just wanted to get rid of things. He moved to Colorado and just really wanted to leave a clean slate behind. He literally said, give me whatever you want. You have the property. And that's basically the buyers that we're often looking for. And there's a lot of them. Not everyone is like that. Some want a little more, but a lot of them are like that. So we got it for $400. So we put it for sale by owner sign it. The next thing you know, this guy that lives here comes across the street and basically like, hey, what are you doing? And he's like, well, I'm selling the property. He's like, oh, darn, I always wanted to buy this property. But he never did anything about it. So then he says like, okay, so how much do you want for the property? I hadn't even thought that far. And he's like, well, how much do you want to offer? So he tells me $4,000. And my negotiation skills at the time were so good that I literally just said, I'll take it. Like, literally, I was like, 10 times my money? Is that really true? I mean, it's only $3,600. But this deal did not make me wealthy, but this deal changed my life. 100%. Changed my life because up until that moment, I was walking around life scared. I was walking around life with like doubts. Is this really for me? Should I really do this? It's like, what am I thinking, breaking out of this technology career? So like when I'm getting paid well and things like that and get good benefits and all this kind of stuff, my parents' voice was in my head, right? Love my parents, but they have the typical rich dad, poor dad, the poor dad kind of thing talk in my head. So should I really do this? Blah, 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 blah. In other words, what we call the thing between your ears, your itty bitty shitty committee. That's talking, right? So, and everyone has it, and everyone is talking all day long. That's why you need to be in rooms like this. That's why you need to be surrounded by people that actually want to go somewhere so that you can drown it out, and over time you drown it out successfully. But again, so in this case, we sold it for $4,000, and we made money. But after that deal, I was walking through life with my head held high because I'm a real estate investor, right? I was walking around proud, and I knew I could do it again. And guess what? 2 weeks later, the next deal hit. 40 acres for $500. We put it online, and we sold it in a matter of 10 days for $10,000. Now, it's rural area. It's only worth 25 grand, but still, $500 for a property. Similar scenario. They don't want it anymore. They write it off. Older couple. We don't care. You can have it. Just whatever. Now, since then, again, here's some more of the deals. This is the property I talked about earlier, 1875, sold for $85,000, $86,000. This property, $350 in Florida. I never been to this county, never seen this property. Right? Sold it for $12,600. They immediately went down to the city, got a building permit, and started building a house. Perfect lot in a subdivision, in a like mobile home kind of heavy subdivision. They got a permit, and they put a double wide on there. Right. Again, here's a deal last year, for example. We bought this property for $90,000 on an infill lot in Phoenix, and we actually paid for that thing. We bought it actually a couple of years ago. We bought it for $90,000, but then what we did, we actually rented it. So if you have a property in the right location, a commercial lot in this case, you can actually make it cash flow without selling it. So in this case, we rented it to a construction company for $2,000 a month. So they were on a one-year construction project, so they paid us for a year, they paid us $2,000 a month. So we made a 25% return on our investment right there. And then after the year, we sold it, and we sold it for $199,000. So the total profit on this deal is $131,000. 24K from cash flow, $107,000 from the sale. And by the way, this one is capital gains, this one is more ordinary income, but anyway, so that was worked in. So again, now students do this from all over the world. Like, for example, one of our students, Robin Saib, one of dozens, by the way, just I highlight him. Because, for example, in 2022, he did, like, in January, he had $120,000 in profits from doing this from Europe, guys. So in May, he made $490,000 in profit. In July, he sold another 30 lots for $300,000 profit. He did 283 deals in 2002. He's over 300 deals for 2003. While living in Mallorca, Spain, a beautiful island in the Mediterranean, and commuting between there and visiting his parents in Frankfurt, Germany. So in other words, this business can be truly be done from anywhere in the world. Best thing, Robin started his career in 2020 when this little thing called COVID happened. During COVID, he could not even, the borders were closed. He was doing deals in the United States without even being able to physically come to the United States. If there's ever the definition of a virtual business, then this is it. Because you can outsource everything. The only thing he needed to do is have to have what's called a virtual mailbox in the United States that receives his mail, which exists. They cost $20, and they scan in your mail, and you can access your mail from anywhere in the world. Everything else, it can be outsourced to call centers, to mailing houses, title companies. They can do everything for you. You don't have to be in this country even to do these deals. So if anyone is in Canada, we have lots of students from Canada in the United States. We have a student that sits in Chile, South America. In his first year, did 49 deals from Chile in the United States, again, while COVID was going on, without even being able to come to the country. So always excited about potentially traveling the world and taking your business with you. Would that be cool? Right. It doesn't have to be the world. It can also be a lake house. You just go to the lake house and you take your business there. So the key to $4,500 deals and millions of profits is system, process, automation, keeping it simple. I got to speed up a little bit. So let's dive into the steps here. Here's the five steps of success in land deals. So step number one is marketing for deals. Step number two is talking to the qualified leads. Step number three, analyzing the deals. Step number four, making offers and getting the deals. And step number four, selling the deals. Does that sound simple? Yes? Who is in favor of simple? Yes? Yes. Who is in favor of extra simple? Yes? How about super simple? Yes. Yes. Let's go for super simple. So let's go to this thing. So the first one is, what you want to do, we use direct mail. Now you can also do cold call and texting. It works too. I'm just not a fan of cold calling and texting because I don't want to be on the phone all day long. I'm instead going to be with my family all day long, right? So the thing is, so as a result, you get response rates in a well-selected area between 2 and 5% response rates. Now that's about the average house flipper that I know, and I'm part of a group with like 150, 200 of the best house flippers in the country. The average response rate on a mass mailing, not on a micro-niche kind of thing, but on a mass thing, those are the people that do 300, 400 flips a year, they're getting a 0.4% response rate on their mailers. We're getting between 2 and 5% response rates. So that's basically between a 5x and a 12x response rate of the house flippers. Now, if you want to do cold calling, things like that, you can obviously do that successfully here, too. So in other words, sending out 1,000 mail pieces can get you 20 to 50 and sometimes even 100 qualified calls, people back, calls from sellers. Now, what do you do next? You talk to them. Now, here's the thing. You don't have to talk to them. I haven't talked to a seller that answers the initial piece of mail for the last 17 years. Right? And we only have a team with two virtual assistants and a sales guy on our team, and we do hundreds of deals a year with a small team. You don't have to have a big team. Now here's the thing, you can, if you do it yourself, you can use the simple scripts, follow the questions, get all the details, but even better, you can also outsource it to an automated to a call center. Or if you don't want to spend that money, you can at the very least use an answering machine and have a shortened version of the script and a shortened version of the, you basically speak it on there, and then the sellers leave you a voicemail. That voicemail is enough for you to figure out which property it is, gives you enough information to make an offer and send that offer out there. So as a result, you usually do not speak to the seller before you make an offer. Who likes that? Yeah. What does it do to your lifestyle? What does it do to your daily schedule? Do you have to jump around and speak to sellers all day long? No. Let the sellers go leave a voicemail. Let the sellers call the call center, and it's all automated for that then. You can also use an automation software. Third step is analyzing the deals. How do you value these properties? There's several of you guys came up to me in the bookstore and said, like, hey, Jack, how do you, well, I don't understand. How do you value land? How do you value houses?
Comps.
20 years ago, valuing land was more difficult. Today, you pull up Zillow and you look at what comps selling. We're doing the exact same thing as the house sellers do, house flippers do. Because if you're looking for a 5-acre parcel, somebody calls you back on a 5-acre parcel, outside of town, chances are that 5-acre parcel is not the only 5-acre parcel in that area. Chances are there's 100 other 5-acre parcels and 10 probably sold in the last year. Right there's your comps. If that doesn't yield the results, there's 4 other ways. If it's an infill lot, there's another way you can go into kind of like as a percentage of the houses in the area. We have a very simple way. It does not take more than 5 minutes to figure out the value of the land. You can literally, in the videos that you provide you, look over my shoulders, and you don't have to be, you don't have to be 100% right. Because what if you come up with a valuation of $100,000 and you make a $30,000 offer and it turns out the property is only worth $80,000, but are you still gonna be able to make money? Yeah, so that's a better big difference in land, that you don't have to be 100% right. In houses, you better be within a few thousand dollars because otherwise your margin gets eroded. In land, you don't. You're within 20% of market value, you're good. Because you're not offering 80% of market value. You're offering 20% of market value. So you can be off. Again, gives you room for error. Makes this even safer. Then because we offer so little, right? There's a margin of error or buffer in place that you can do. All right. What else? So, for example, how do you find the value? So this is a lot out here. It gives you, the counties now give you all this kind of information. They give you information on assessed value. They give you information on market value. They give you information of some of the stuff sold. It's all available right there. But now comes the key thing. Making offers using the right documents. This is one of the biggest differences we have between us and the housing world. Now, where are my house flippers again? Well, my house wholesalers, house flippers, fix and flippers, anything to do with houses. Who does deals with houses? All right, so let me ask you a question. You and your family are in the car and you're driving towards the movies. You want to go to the movie, right? Ideally, don't watch Barbie. It's a horrible movie. But anyway, so that's another thing. So you drive up there and you want to go to the movies. And on the way to the movies, your phone rings and it's a seller that you have been trying to get a hold of for a while already. Who is not going to the movie? You are not going to the movie. Because by the time you drop off your family to go to the movie, you rush down there to meet that seller. Because by the time, if you go to the movie, by the time you're out of the movie, that seller met with 3 other people and that deal is gone. And I'm not exaggerating a lot here, right? Yeah. No. So the thing is, that's the key. Now here comes our land business. We make offers once a week. Once a week. We usually like to make our offers Thursdays. So if somebody calls Friday, the call center takes the call, enters it in our system. On Tuesday or Wednesday, we do a little value analysis, figure out what the property's worth, takes 5 minutes. And then on Thursday, we send out the offer by mail, which then takes another 2-3 days to get there. That means they call us on Friday and they wait 10 days before they even receive an offer. Why can we do this? Because the likelihood that somebody else comes sliding in during that time and makes a better offer on the exact same property in the same time period is almost zero. Because you've seen it yesterday. How many people in the room talked about land? Nobody. How many people in this room flip land? Nobody. One person. They have done one lot. She's done one deal. And she's the head of a RIA. Right?
No, I'm not.
Or you own a RIA.
No, I don't.
No, but...
He was joking.
Well, but you're an established member of a RIA for a long time, right? And we got to get there somewhere here, so that, yeah. So that's the key. So again, one land deal over many years of experience. So again, this is a forgotten market, guys. Yet we have all these market influences of people wanting to buy these properties. So again, but the key is so we make offers once a week, and we're using a one-page contract. But again, what that really means, making offer once a week, is that if your kids have a game, you go to the freaking game. If your kids have an award ceremony, you go to the award ceremony. If your buddies invite you for cocktails at night or beer or barbecue, you go to the barbecue. Because sellers can call whenever sellers want to call. They don't bother you and your lifestyle. You make offers when you make offers. The deals go out when they go out. And they get accepted no matter what. Because in those extra few weeks, there's not 20 other people that chase the same deal. Because you're often the only game in town, or you're often the only one that have contacted them for a long time. All right, so let's keep going. But here's the thing. Here's our one-page contract. Here's the thing. Our one-page contract has four provisions that are absolutely crucial. Provision number one, you can back out of a contract anytime for any reason. Now, Jack, why would anyone sign this? Because they don't care. They've owned the property for 30 years. They don't give a rip. Like, one of the sellers is a lady. She used to work in Hollywood. She was a stunt woman. Tough cookie, right? Now she moved to Pennsylvania. The property's in Arizona. She's like, I'm never going to use this property. Just sign the thing. Send me the contract. We send her the contract. She signs back the exact same contract that I'm describing here. Actually, matter of fact, 4,500 deals later, every single one of our deals, they signed this exact contract. Number two, we actually ask for a six-month close of escrow. And I think yesterday there might have been a little misunderstanding here. We do not need 6 months to close on the deal. We do not need 6 months to sell the deal. Just sometimes you get deals that have title issues, that have probate involved and things like that, and it just takes a little longer to close on them. Sometimes you also get flooded by deals. Who would like to be overwhelmed by deals, guys? Give me a heck yes. Who would love to have like 15 deals coming your way? Well, one of our students, Brandon George, 6 weeks into our program, he had 49 deals accepted. 49 deals. Now, if you have 49 deals, do you think it's going to take you a few weeks to even get them on the market? Yeah, so having 6 months is plenty of time. So what we do is you get them on a contract. You immediately open escrow. 4 days later, 3 to 5 days later, you get your title report. And then the title company just waits until the close of escrow. But you start marketing the property. 3 days or a couple of weeks later, you have your buyer. The moment you have your buyer, you let the title company know we're ready to close. And that deal is closed 2-3 weeks later. Right? You don't have to wait 6 months, but you have 6 months in case you need it. So if you have this pre-planned vacation, you get a deal in just before you go on vacation, you go on vacation. And you come back and you sell the deal afterwards. Again, it de-stresses your life. This entire thing is designed to actually build a life, build your business around your life, not your life around your business. Like, who likes that? Give me a heck yes. All right. Third one is no escrow deposit. In 4,500 deals, we have never put on an escrow deposit. But Jack, doesn't that mean that deal is unenforceable? Doesn't mean the contract is not valid? No. I'm not an attorney, but I've been advised by multiple attorneys that a contract needs to have 7 pieces in order to be a valid contract. And one of them is called consideration. But consideration is not the earnest money deposit. Consideration is the purchase price. Earnest money deposit is only something that is customary to be asked for because it's normal. But it doesn't make the contract less legal. You can use a contract without earnest money deposit all day long, and it's just as legal. You can enforce it and so on. If you need to sue them for specific performance, if they don't want to fulfill, it has been done by students, and they have won with this exact contract. And then number four, you have a right to market the property while it's under contract. So what it really means is that with this contract, you never put up money for a deal. You never get stuck with a deal you don't like. And as a result, look, this is actually a little cutout of our contract. It says, 6 months from now, close of escrow. Buyer retains the right to cancel sale agreement anytime for any reason. And the buyer has the right to market the property. And obviously, the earnest money provision is not in there because there is no earnest money. Right? So again, this really equals essentially no risk real estate investment because you never get stuck with a deal and you never lose money on the deal. The worst case, you lost a little bit marketing money on the deal if you end up having to back out of it or something goes wrong. Right. So this is what happens. That was yesterday, so I put yesterday today, so obviously should have changed that to yesterday. So one of our coaches says, like, hey, I'm so happy to announce that Tupa has closed their first deal, $7,800, 2 more deals with a total of 16. That's $23,800 happening right now by one of many of our students. All right, thank you. Also, Jana Cohen, for example, says, like, in 2021, she made $4,500. She was a university professor. And she was working day and night and grading things and preparing classes, and she had a little 3-year-old boy. Within 6 months, she was able to quit her job. She had reached six figures, and then she was and that was in 2020, and then she was able to quit. In 2021, she made $450,000, $500K next year, $600K this year, while traveling for 5 months of the year. How about that? So lastly, last step is cashing on a deal. So cashing is, selling is really the simplest way. And you want to sell online. I got to go quickly through this, but basically, there's two ways to sell. One, you can piggyback on your own website. The second one is use your own website. Let me tell you, you do not need your own website for the first few deals. For scaling your business, very useful, but not for the first few deals. So let's talk about how you piggyback on websites. What are websites for people selling stuff on already, online? What? Zillow, Craigslist, Facebook groups, and Facebook Marketplace. LandWatch. LandWatch is the 800-pound gorilla. It's over 100,000 properties on the market there. So let me show you what happens, though. And this is one of the reasons why you get these deals, because some of the sellers have listed those deals on the market, and they have asked for full market value, and nobody bought these properties. Well, why? Because here's the deal. Let's look at this. This is a county in Florida, Port Charlotte, Charlotte County. Let's look at this, just this area. In this area, in the last year, there were 4,708 properties that sold. That market, this is land only, no houses. This land is on fire, guys. This is on fire. So here's the thing. So properties sell from anywhere from 20,000, 8,500 to 100,000 all around the price range. So guys, go from here. So here's the thing. What happens is, though, most realtors, nothing against realtors, right? Most realtors, though, are not trained to sell land. They know how to sell a house. They know how to get the pictures taken. They know how to get the brokers open. They know all this kind of thing. They know how to stage land and houses. I'm sorry. They know how to stage all these things, but they don't know how to do this for land. So as a result, what they treat land like the ugly step kind of child or something that they don't want to deal with. And they basically what they do is they put up a listing with one picture, no description, no explanation what's around, no dream building, no effort whatsoever. And let's look at that. This is a lot in the exact same area where 4,708 lots sold. This lot is sitting there, $20,000, on the market for 747 days, that's 2 years, with one view and zero saves. So here's the thing. Does that seller think his property is worth a lot? No, you go contact that seller or sellers like that where this listing's expired already and they're long gone, but they're still sitting on the land, they're still paying property taxes, they're still hating it, they still don't want to do that. You make that guy a $4,000 offer, and then you do the following. This is what a listing looks like when we create the listing. You put some pictures on a special offer. You put it in relation to what's around. You overlay some other stuff on there. You show them what's around, and this listing was sitting on the market for 47 days with 511 views, 22 saves, and sold a week later for $38,000, making that student a $25,000 profit. Because when you know how to list land, it sells very, very quickly. And this is not hard. Plus, we have services around our company now that actually do those listings for you for a few bucks. So you don't even have to know how to do that. You simply need to get the deal on the contract and have somebody create the listing for you. So leading to quick sales, the top prices for cash flow, and so on. Now here's the guy. Up to this point, guys, you haven't left your home. You haven't really talked to anyone. You haven't had to estimate repairs. You haven't had to rush to meet anyone. You might be doing this part-time. You can do this nights and weekends when the kids are asleep. All you did is follow our steps, use the automation, send out a few letters, and make money. Who likes this? Give me a heck yes. Right? Well, this is what Marvin is doing. It's another deal. Look at that. He got it for $3,800, and he wanted posted it for $50, got a $40,000 offer with $10,000 down. Here's the numbers. His down payment is $6,200 more than he actually paid for the property, cash in his pocket, and then he gets $500 a month for 8.5 years, making $57,000, or 157% per year on his $3,800 investment. So with just a few deals like that, you're building a $60,000 cash flow per year, 10 deals. At 20 deals, you're building a $120,000 cash flow per year. When we identified this, we put the pedal to the metal. We created over $71,000 in cash flow, $12 million in notes each day, and we basically went from immigrants with two suitcases and a bunch of student debt to eight-figure net worth and massive cash flow. Bottom line is, if we can do this, you can do this. So as a result, we have created the life of our dream. We can visit our parents whenever we want to. Next week, or in a week and a half, I'm going to Germany for 5 days just because my aunt's 80th birthday. Great. Wonderful. The entire my mom's side of the family, everyone gets together. We all love each other. It's a big family. Haven't seen them for a while. I can't wait to go out there and really have fun with them. And you know what? Just freaking book a flight. And you go. Because when you do this, you simply can do this. You can take your business with you if you need to, and money doesn't matter, right? We live in this beautiful home. That's actually our home. And again, we even were able to retire my dad from this business. My dad was declining in age. He was a high school teacher for 41 years. And with this business, within 6 months, we made enough money to retire him forever. And as a result of them, I bought my dad 3-4 years early retirement. I bought him 15 years, 20 years more of his life. And I bought my daughter 20 years more with her only grandfather. You know, and that's the things that matter in life. We have the cars, we have the houses, we have the things like that. But at the end of the day, imagine this, profitable land deals in attractive areas, high demand, cash flow from at home, mostly systemized. Again, who wants to be one of my next millionaires?
Yeah.
Right? So in this case, what you need is you need 4 things, crucial success components, the system, the tools, the support, and the live event. So obviously I brought something with me, as everyone here. We have a course called the Land Profit Generator. And the Land Profit Generator consists out of these 4 pieces. Number one, it's a buying system. So the buying system tells you exactly how to get those deals for 5, 25, 45 cents on a dollar without any deals, without any money, how to find the right areas, how to focus on them, how to get the leads, how to send out the letters, how to make the right offers. All of this thing is step-by-step explained. And then on the selling side, it's the 7 quick sales strategies that gets you these deals out the door the fastest way, how to create that perfect listing that sells much, much faster, like that pops off, that sells your properties quickly, how to sell even without marketing expenses, with 0 expenses, and it's often as little as 7 days to make those 10 to 100K checks. Also, the automation tools, you get every single one of my contracts. We probably spent a good $40,000 on these contracts with attorneys tweaking them, reviewing them. The entire contract for purchasing, a completely different contract when we're selling, the scripts, the marketing letters, all those different things. And then we have tremendous support. So every one of you guys, when you enroll, you get a personal concierge put at your side. Actually, we call them land expert, that will reach out to you, that will make sure you have everything and you have questions, you can reach out to them. You get phone support, email support with real humans, and then on top of it, you get added to a Facebook group where there's probably 25 questions, very active, where people ask questions, and a lot of our really experienced peers are think now answer the questions, and I'll answer questions tonight, and I answered this morning, and so on. So all of this has a tremendous value, obviously. You won't pay 30 grand for it, but the question is, if all this business did would just allow you to do one extra deal and make you 15, 20 grand a month, would that be worth it? If all the system did, would allow you to create that cash flow that allows you to quit your job or quit what you're doing and really like sleep in every day and knowing that there's checks coming in every day, would that be worth it? If all the system did was allow you to just take your business with you wherever you want to do and go travel the world or spend time with your loved ones and do deals from anywhere, would that be worth it? Yes, so here's the thing. The value is 30 grand. Your investment typically, if you go to my own website, it's $2,500. It's what it costs. But here at OREA, it won't be $2,500. It will be actually less. But here's the thing, at this point, people ask me, hey, Jack, but I have no time. I already do 7 things. Well, let me introduce you to Vince Canone, one of our students. Vince was a traveling sales guy. So he was basically working Monday to Thursday. He was traveling in his car, couldn't do anything. All he could ever do in this business was apply Thursday evening, 3 hours, and Saturday morning, 3 hours. And in 15 months, he did 19 deals, making $400,000. Can you apply that amount of time to a business and make it happen, particularly if you have real estate experience already, or if you're not? If you don't, you don't have to unlearn all the things the real estate investors have to unlearn. Because things are simpler. Many of the real estate experienced people, they overcomplicate things, right? So as a result, it's a special deal. It's not $24.99. It's just simply $14.97. So for $14.97, you can go to the back of the room. And as a matter of fact, the first 3 people who go to the back of the room right now and get this are going to get a very special bonus, and that is actually 2 one-on-one coaching sessions with myself. 2 one-on-one coaching sessions. Now, I'm also going to give you a 180-day guarantee, and I already see like 3 people going back there. So let's turn around and give them a round of applause, like right there. They don't even know what else they're getting, but that's cool because they also get a 180-day success guarantee. And here's how this works. I'm so freaking convinced that you guys are going to do deals that basically all you need to do is follow these steps. If you follow the steps, you will do deals. If it really happens, and it never happens. But if it really happens that you follow all those steps and take notes of them and capture them, and then, and after 6 months you still haven't gotten a deal, after having followed the steps, I will give you all the money back and you get to keep the system. Because I know you will do deals. What? So this is the thing. I'll need to do deals. You can take a picture of it. Absolutely. Take it in writing. Absolutely. I can put myself into it, right? So there we go. So, and then on top of it, again, for the first 10 people, or the next 10 people, because yesterday I gave it away, they also get a one-on-one with me, but the first three got two one-on-ones with me. So those are right now. So for anyone that's seen a bunch of people, so let's add another couple of people, they get the second one-on-one. So if anyone wants to still right now jump on it right now. But then again, the other ones, that the first 10 get the one, get a one-on-one coaching session with myself. And then on top of it, also everyone that gets this program, I'm flying out tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. You can still get it at the bookstore, but make your decision today, because if you get it today, I'll still honor the 101 with me. Make sure you get you grab that. And also we're giving you heavily discounted tickets to our three-day live event in Las Vegas. Typically, like $500-$600, you get in for like, I think, $197 or $97, one of the two. So basically, this live event on its own goes through the entire program one more time. It also adjusts to like the market condition. Is like right now in this market, this works really well. This works really well. Don't do this, don't do that. So we go into a lot of details. They've generated, like Mike Smyer went from zero to 49 deals after attending that event. John went from zero to $630,000 in profits. Christoph went from zero to 40 deals from Germany, like in a matter after that. Christina went from 10 to 60 deals. And Justin went from zero to 40 deals while traveling the world. Or how about Mahalani? Mahalani is one of her students that lives in Kona, Hawaii, the Big Island. She is a homeschooling mom. She has two or three kids, homeschools them, and she basically lost herself over that time. Like a lot of people do. It's like she's like the non-appreciated mom that just is the taxi driver for the kids and things. And through this business, she basically, not only has she made $419,000 in 18 months, by the way, this was in May, I just talked to her last week. It is now over $500,000. But also, she has said to me that through this business, she fell in love with herself again. Isn't that beautiful? Because she started realizing that she can do something. She can be successful. And actually, even better, she now retired her husband. And the husband is coming into the family business, and they're doing this together now. And the kids are starting to help in the business. They're teenagers. So it's creating a true family business that means that her kids most likely will never need a job because they just learn and master it from her own, from herself. And again, isn't that beautiful? That's the impact that we want to make. I want to be 80-something years old and sit in Maui on the place that we already own, overlooking the ocean, and sit there with a glass of wine knowing that I made an impact in this world. Not that I added another few million dollars to net worth to my life, which I do anyway, because we now have almost a 1,000 multifamily units. We use the money, we make the money that we make in land flipping, and we roll that into multifamily. We roll that into house flipping, into rental property. So there's nothing wrong with rental properties, but this is the faster way to profits and cash flow, and then you use that and allocate your money into the things that will last forever. Does that make sense, guys? So with that said, again, this is the full program. So get it right now, and that's really it. So thank you very much. Again, thank you very much. Again, this is available today. If you sign up right now, you still get the one-on-one bonus. Make sure you do. Otherwise, if you sign up in the center, they can give you also the program still. But I won't be around anymore tomorrow, but I will be around still the rest of the day if you have questions. So I'll take questions right now. I'll go in the back, and I'll take some questions there. The contracts are valid in all 50 states. They're being used everywhere in the United States for our students. They're very basic, but very, very well thought out contracts that are used all over the country. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Just quick. Where do you sell your notes at? What platform?
We to sell the note, great question. We love using PaperStack as a platform. PaperStack is with a C at the end. They sell thousands of notes around the country. There is also, we have around our program, we have note buyers that love note buyers. So you put into our group, hey, I got a note that I want to sell. Thank you. I got a note that I want to sell. You got lots of people like, DM me, and you sell it on a one-off basis to somebody. And
can we get in touch with you to be in your group to buy those notes?
You got the program. Then you get into our group. Yeah. But then I don't get paid on those notes. I just want to make sure you guys are successful. So once you're in the program, you sell your notes. I'm not getting a cut of any of that stuff because I don't want to. I don't need to. I just want to get you guys to success. I don't get a cut of any of your deals. I don't get a cut of any of those things.
You
want to buy the notes? Great. Yeah, then go join. Then yeah, get the program. Join in. You can become one of our preferred vendors, and you can buy all the notes there.
You said it's called
PaperStack? Yeah, that's a platform out there. All right. I wanted to go back, but let's take questions here. Yes.
So I wanted to find out what things you do to offset income for taxes.
What things do we do offset? That's why we invest in multifamily. So we take the money we make in land, and then we invest it over there. We get all the depreciation, all the tax benefits. And as a result, I'm almost ashamed to say, in 2020, we got a stimulus check, which we gave to a food bank. But yeah, we pay a lot of attention to taxes, and we make sure that, and again, we talk about that too in the environment. I sometimes go live in the Facebook group, or we have extra sessions and stuff where we talk about, hey, how do you minimize taxes and so on? We do those kind of things. So we had a multiple seven-figure income, but yet we still got the income low enough to get a stimulus check, which is kind of ridiculous. Yes.
How do you address?
Right. Wonderful. Thank you.
How do you address potential contamination, soil contamination?
So great question. What happens if you think there might be a contamination? So the first thing you do the moment you have a deal on a contract, remember you can back out anytime for any reason, you go in a deep dive on the research. So when you first send out letters, you don't do any research. I mean, you research the area based on price levels and demand and so on. Then you send out these letters. You get responses. And then on those, you figure out what the value is, assuming everything is well. Then you make the offers. Once you get the acceptances, now you dig into the details. You go on the EPA website. You figure out if there's any kind of environmental issues in that area. You go, and that's how you figure it out. And if you have any concerns, you either deal it. You either flip the property as an assignment, so you never take title. Because what the EPA does is if there's issues, they go to the current owner, and then they go to the past owner, and then they go to the owner before, and the owner before. So if you never show up on title, you're good. So if you have any concerns, you either cancel the agreement and you back out of the deal, or you simply assign the contract to somebody else and they buy it and you're out of the deal.
Do you ever subdivide the properties into lots?
Yes, we subdivide too. Particularly, we do what's called paper subdivisions. Paper subdivisions are the ones that you don't have to actually go a surveyor out there and stuff. You just simply take a 40-acre parcel. Let's say it's on a road like this and it's right here. And you subdivide it into a top 20 acre, and the bottom one you subdivide into four or 5 acre parcels, and then you sell the then we like to sell the 20 acre for more than we bought the 40. So now we have no money in the deal, and we take the lower ones and we sell them with seller financing in great cash flow without any money in the deal. So and we do that a lot in the states that allow those things, like Arizona is one of them that allows it. I think in Texas you can do some things, in different other states. Some states you have to jump through a lot of hurdles, so you don't do it there. But in other ones, it's like as much as you get a title company to write up new legal descriptions, you pay a $400 fee, 6 weeks later it's approved, and you got 5 lots made out of one.
Do you ever put any improvements in?
We don't, but some of our coaches, we have coaches in our group now, we have coaching programs and stuff, but some of our coaches are doing that. They're basically working with mobile home dealers, and they're putting in all the mobile home, the platform, and all the hookups and stuff in place, and that increases the value of the property from a $20,000 lot to become a $50,000 lot with like $10,000 worth of improvement, and then they do that. So I personally, I like to do the least hands-on as possible. I like to never touch it, never see it, and my holding time to be 2 seconds. But some of our people in our environment do that, yes.
Okay. So what's the typical holding time for a property? You're saying you're wholesaling these?
Yes, when we're wholesaling, the typical holding time is zero. But the typical, let's talk about it, how long do you have them on a contract until they sell? That's really, so you don't hold them because the moment you own them, first of all, you're out money. And secondly, you're now responsible for property taxes and for all this other stuff. So you don't want to own them. You want to put them under contract for the 6 months and then immediately market them. And typically you have a well-priced and well-marketed property sells between 2 days and 6 weeks. That's a typical range, I think. Now, obviously, if you're charging 100% of market value and not offering seller financing, it will sit there. But if you got it at 30 cents on the dollar and you're marketing it at 55 cents on the dollar, it'll be like gone in 3 days. And then plus escrow time, and 2 weeks later it's sold.
Properties that are very rural would probably move less likely than properties that are closer to
property
populated area.
Yeah.
So my question is, where is that sweet spot?
Well, yes, but it depends.
In a rural area, so that you gain the benefits. And
what?
Would you look for properties that have assets like wooded areas, so you can get the benefit of them?
So yeah, I mean, yes, we are now starting. He asked like a question of, like, I see like you guys training. That's a question of. Rural areas sell slower than the city. Yes, but if you have a city like Atlanta, Georgia, and you're doing deals in the Smoky Mountains, half of Atlanta, Georgia wants to go to the Smoky Mountains for the weekend. So that's rural, but huge amounts of demands, because you're bidding between Chattanooga, Charleston, and Atlanta, and there's 10 million people or more, of which a million, it seems, every weekend go to the Smoky Mountains. So you got lots of people, even though it's a rural area. So what you do want to stay away from is rural areas that are absolutely ugly and where there's nothing to do. Like, for example, in Nevada. Nevada has Vegas, Reno, and other than that, it is, nothing is there. So northern Nevada is in a county called Elko County. Elko County, you can pick up 40-acre parcels today for $2,500, but you only sell them for $5,000.
Or maybe another strategy is to find property between the recreational areas and the cities.
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
Sell to people.
Absolutely, that's great. You can go in that in-between zone and things. You can totally do that. And then the other part of your question was something else. I forgot.
Well, I'd asked about contamination.
Yeah. Contamination, and we covered that. And then, yeah, this thing, so they don't necessarily move slower. They just often, the rural areas want, they require a little bit more seller financing. But then if you go seller financing, you can sell the note.
Now, are you marketing these properties to foreigners?
I don't market them to foreigners, but...
if you're going to Germany to try to market your U.S. properties to...
No, but there is, sometimes you come across subdivisions where everyone seems to be living in Hong Kong. And so what happens is, when they were created back in the 70s, they had an office in Hong Kong and sold them, because Hong Kong land is super expensive, so they sold them this thing. So
farmland
works. Oh, the timberland. Timberland is a great strategy. I didn't talk about it. You can focus on timberland. You can focus on farmland. You can do that. One of the guys the guy with the hat in the bookstore told me that he got my program a couple of years ago, and he got some 7 acres of farmland for like almost nothing, and now it's rented out to farmers, and he gets a nice cash flow from it. So you can, absolutely, this works. I just focused on the 80-20. So 80% of our deals is what I talked about. 20%, we have guys that do only timberland. They find timber, they have the timber estimated, timber is worth $100,000. They get the land for $100,000. They get the timber company to come in and pay for the land at closing. So basically, the timber company pays for him to buy the land, and then they take the timber off when he has an empty lot afterwards that he reforests. And his goal is to have like 100 of these lots, so that every year, as it takes 20 years, every year 5 of them are ready to harvest, and he gets the cash flow going on for the rest of his life. It's pretty cool. It's crazy strategies you can do in land. That's not our core strategy, but some people take that and make those cool niches out of it.
Does any part of your program help identify specific geographic areas where you're most likely to get these types of deals?
Not the timber deals, but where you get the best deals. Yes, absolutely. That's the very first module, is like select the best areas, and it's all about that.